The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Vitamin B12 and stomach acid. Too little stomach acid can lead to a vitamin B12 deficiency, which can cause dementia. Researchers measured B12 levels in roughly 3,300 people aged 60 or older. Roughly 37% of them were taking proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs, like Prevacid to reduce stomach acid. Another 15% produced low levels of stomach acid due to atropic gastritis, or thinning of the stomach lining due to inflammation. Low B12 status, though not a true deficiency, was found in 38% of those with atrophic gastritis, 21% of PPI users, and 15% of others. What to do? Over 50? Since atrophic gastritis is more common in older people and most don't know they have it, follow advice from the National Academy of Sciences to take at least 2.4 micrograms a day of vitamin B12 from a supplement or fortified foods. That form of B12, unlikely the naturally occurring B12 in meat, dairy, and eggs, can be absorbed without stomach acid. Some like it hot. When people were randomly assigned to imagine what they were going to order, a cold rather than hot sandwich, they were more likely to also imagine ordering chips or a soda. What to do? Be aware that you may be subconsciously assuming that cold food is less filling. Dairy and breast cancer. Heard that dairy foods raise the risk of breast cancer? Relax. Researchers pulled data on 1.1 million women in 21 studies who were followed for 6 to 20 years. The scientists saw no clear link between dairy foods and breast cancer overall. However, women who consumed at least 2 ounces of yogurt a day had a 10% lower risk of estrogen-negative breast cancer than those who ate none. And women who ate at least 1 ounce of cottage cheese a day had a 15% lower risk. What to do? It's too early to know if something else about yogurt, ricotta, or cottage cheese eaters lowers their risk of breast cancer, but don't worry that dairy raises risk. Do the fidget. If you're sitting for hours at a time, even 2 minutes of light exercise every 20 minutes or so can help keep a lid on blood sugar after a meal. But what if you're stuck in your seat? Researchers had 20 people with obesity sit for 3 hours after consuming a glucose-laden drink on 2 separate days. On one of the days, they were told not to move their legs. On the other, they were told to fidget, that is, they tapped both their heels and bounced both knees for 2.5 minutes, then rested for 2.5 minutes, on and off for 3 hours. The results? Blood sugar and insulin levels were both significantly lower during the fidgeting than what they sat still. What to do? Stuck in a seat at work, in a car, on a plane, or elsewhere for hours? Try tapping your heels and bouncing your knees. It might help if you've got some good music to fidget to. Just the Facts. How to Decode the New Nutrition Facts Label by Lindsay Moyer. Finally, most foods now disclose added sugars and carry an improved Nutrition Facts label. Nutrition Action's publisher, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, has pushed for both since 1999. Vitamins and minerals. Vitamin D, calcium, iron, and potassium must be listed on all labels since they're linked to major health problems. If a food adds or makes claims about any other nutrient, it must also be listed. Labels can show other vitamins, but it's voluntary. Don't see them? That may just mean that the company has chosen not to draw attention to them. Serving sizes. Some serving sizes expanded to reflect how much the FDA calculates we typically eat. A few key changes. Ice cream went from 1/2 to 2/3 cups. Soda, tea, coffee, and water jumped from 8 to 12 ounces. Most cereals went from 1 ounce to nearly 1.5 ounces, or 40 grams, and muffins and bagels doubled from 2 to nearly 4 ounces, or 110 grams. Whatever the food, the size of the package also matters. Less than 2 servings per container? A serving is now the whole package. 2 to 3 servings? Most labels have to tack on a second column that gives nutrition facts for the entire package. Added sugars. Added sugars mean sugars that come from sweeteners, cane sugar, high fructose corn syrup, agave, honey, etc. Why the includes? The total sugars line right above it includes the naturally occurring sugars in milk, fruit, tomatoes, carrots, etc., plus any added sugars. 10 grams of added sugars is 20% of the daily value, or 50 grams. A 30-gram DV would be better, but it's not up to us. A healthy diet leaves a little room for sugars' empty calories. Milligrams, etc. Vitamins and minerals now list their amounts in milligram, or MCG, micrograms, etc., not just as the percent daily value. That helps you if you need less than more than or more than the DV. Vitamin D is now listed in MCG, not IU. 1 MCG equals 40 IU. Daily values. To match the latest advice for healthy bones, the DV for vitamin D doubled from 10 to 20 MCGs, or 800 IUs. That's what adults over 70 need. Adults 70 and under need only 15 MCG a day. The calcium DV rose from 1,000 to 1,300 milligrams, but premenopausal women and men up to age 70 still need only 1,000 milligrams a day. Postmenopausal women and men over 70 need 1,200 milligrams. The 1,300 milligram is for children age 9 to 18. Fiber. What counts? Fruits, vegetables, beans, and whole grains are rich in intact fiber that may help prevent constipation, heart disease, and more. But the dietary fiber number on the nutrition facts label can also include processed fibers like inulin, polydextrose, soluble corn fiber, or any others that the FDA says have at least one health benefit. The catch? The labels don't tell you which benefit sealed the deal. Does the fiber boost regularity? Lower your cholesterol, do something else you may not care about. For example, a Quest cookies and cream protein bar has 15 grams of fiber, just over half the daily value. But it's largely soluble corn fiber. Its benefit? It boosts calcium absorption. Beans, bran, and other real foods have a mix of intact fibers with a mix of benefits. Don't expect bars, shakes, or other foods with processed fibers to match them. Juice sugars. A 15-ounce naked protein greens shake has a whopping 390 calories and 50 grams of total sugars. How many of those 50 grams count toward your 50-gram daily value for added sugars? None, according to the 0% on the label. Sugars from juice don't count as added because they occur naturally in fruit. Naked's first ingredient, apple juice. It also has pineapple juice, fruit purees, soy and whey proteins, and a smidgen of greens. Just don't kid yourself. Juice isn't a health food. Drinking juice is more likely to lead to unhealthy weight gain than munching on whole fruit. That's because liquids don't curb your hunger like solid foods that you chew. You'd have to eat 2.5 apples to get Naked's 50 grams of sugars. Talk about filling. The bottom line, limit added sugars and juice sugars. What's your serving? The serving size for Target's favorite day sliced blueberry mini bagels is the number that comes closest to the FDA's new, larger serving size, 110 grams. That's 3 mini bagels. Is that a recommendation? Nope. By law, the FDA must set serving sizes that reflect what Americans eat, not what they should eat. And a typical U.S.-sized bagel has about 4 servings of grain, enough for a full day. How much should we eat? A single mini bagel comes pretty close to a recommended serving of grain. Some ice cream bars and pops also call 2 or 3 bars a serving. Ignore them. In contrast, the FDA's serving size for pasta is surprisingly small. 2 ounces, which is just 1 cup cooked. If you eat more, multiply. Whited out. Why is there often no added sugars line on sweeteners like white or brown sugar or honey? Thank lobbyists for the honey and maple syrup industries. An added sugars line, they argued, would make it look like companies had added sugar to their honey or syrup. So the FDA let sweetener labels omit the words added sugars. But labels still count all of a sweetener's sugars when they calculate the percent of DV, that is, how much of a day's added sugars you're seeing. For example, on the label of Nutiva coconut sugar, there's a note that says, total sugars 5 grams. One serving adds 5 grams of sugar to your diet and represents 10% of the daily value for added sugars. Now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Get saucy. These beans go with the flow. No cannellinis? Try chickpeas. No patty pans? Cut summer squash or zucchini into bite-sized pieces. No mini peppers? Use a bell pepper. Pan roasted vegetables over saucy beans. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon plus 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil. 3 cloves garlic thinly sliced. 4 ripe plum tomatoes diced. Note, if you'd prefer to peel the tomatoes, cut a shallow X in the bottom of each one, blanch them in boiling water for 30 seconds, then cool under running water. The skins will easily peel off. 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 15-ounce can no salt added cannellini beans drained, 1/2 pound small patty pans cut into wedges, 8 mini bell peppers quartered lengthwise. In a medium pan over medium heat, heat 1 tablespoon oil until shimmering. Saute the garlic until lightly browned, 1 to 2 minutes. Stir in the tomatoes and salt. Simmer until thickened, 7 to 10 minutes. Stir in the beans and heat through 1 to 2 minutes. In a large pan over medium-high heat, heat the remaining 1 tablespoon oil until shimmering. Sauté the patty pans until lightly tender crisp, 2 to 3 minutes. Remove from the pan. Add the peppers to the pan and sauté until charred in spots, 3 to 5 minutes. Spoon the beans into 2 bowls and top with the patty pans and peppers. Food find. Fantastic! Never heard of patty pans? The diminutive yellow, white, or green flying saucers are landing in farmers' markets right around now. With their pint size and scalloped edges, these best-tasting of all summer squashes are also the cutest. To get similar-shaped pieces that cook evenly, cut the squash into wedges or halves. Then what? Start with the Healthy Cook's pan-roasted vegetable over saucy beans, or the dish of the month. End of summer squash. The browned flat edges you'll get from sauteing or grilling bring out the patty pan's natural sweetness. That touch of sweet makes them perfect partners for grains. Patty pans are also right at home with pasta. Think rich, veggie-rich primavera full of tomatoes, peppers, and broccoli. Or go raw. When sliced thinly, the delicate squash shines in salads. Pump up the flavor by tossing raw slices with fresh-squeezed lemon, extra virgin olive oil, toasted almonds or pine nuts, and punchy ingredients like baby arugula or radishes. Top with fresh herbs like parsley, basil, and mint. Like most non-starchy vegetables, patty pans pile on the nutrients. Hello, fiber, magnesium, vitamin C, and folate. For next to no calories, just 30 per cup. Enjoy patty pans while you can. Before you know it, it's fall and the parade of hearty winter squashes will begin. Delicatas, you're on deck. And now the dish of the month, end of summer squash. Brush 1 pound halved patty pans with olive oil. Grill or saute until tender 3 to 7 minutes. Toss 1 cup diced tomatoes with 1 tablespoon olive oil, a few leaves minced basil, and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Spoon over the patty pans. Food fail. Over the topped. We wanted to dial up the indulgence level with this unique line of flavors, which entirely challenges how you eat this ice cream, said Dina Wimmett, the company's innovation guru, in a press release announcing Ben & Jerry's Topped ice creams. Thank goodness. If there's one thing B&J needs, it's dialed up indulgence. Why stop with ice cream when you can add chocolatey ganache? Chocolatey usually means not real chocolate. B&J wouldn't tell us which of the ingredients on its label, coconut oil perhaps, are in the ganache. The thick mint, mint ice cream with chocolate cookie swirls and mint chocolate cookie balls topped with chocolate cookies and chocolatey ganache, squeezes 420 calories into a modest 2/3 cup serving. Add that to 13 grams of saturated fat and 31 grams, or 7.5 teaspoons, of added sugar, 2/3 a day's worth of each. It's like eating 10 Girl Scout Thin Mints cookies, nearly 1/3 of a box. Since each pint holds just 3 servings, the label also has to list nutrition facts for the entire container. Now you're talking 1,250 calories plus nearly 2 days' worth of saturated fat and added sugar. Ben & Jerry's already sells a line of ice creams with a cookie dough core, more dough than you ever thought possible, and bags of cookie dough chunks. Most are largely white flour, sugar, and butter. Clearly that's not enough. After all, indulgence knows no end. Cracking the Code. Don't Bother Putting on the Ritz, by Lindsay Moyer. Crackers have a healthier image than chips, but many don't deserve it. Who needs those refined carbs? Not these crackers. They're 100% whole grain or seeds and delish. Many go light on salt, so there's room for cheese, hummus, etc. Rye Rave. Trying to load up on intact fiber from whole grains and other plant foods? Say hi to rye. 4 Finn Crisp Original Sourdough Rye Thins deliver 6 grams of whole grain rye fiber, 20% of a day's worth, for just 80 calories and 140 milligrams of sodium. Crispy thins are tasty enough to eat plain. For a thicker cracker, try Wasa Light Rye or Whole Grained Crisp Bread. Cue the toppings. Berry Good. Graham Cracker's namesake flour comes from whole grain wheat. The irony? Many brands like Honey Made and Nabisco add more refined, enriched flour than Graham flour. That's why Kodiak's fully whole grain cinnamon or chocolate or honey Graham bear bites are a find. Just don't kid yourself. A 15-gram serving still has 1.5 teaspoons of added sugar. Bottom line? Even whole grain graham crackers are closer to cookies than crackers. Flax Attack. Many grain-free crackers contain some fiber-poor, protein-poor starches, like tapioca, potato, etc. A big step up? Seeds. Sea salt flackers are just flax seeds, vinegar, and salt. The seeds are soaked, then dehydrated, so they're surprisingly crispy. And you get good fats and plant protein, 6 grams in 10 flackers, not refined starch. They are a bit salty, 260 milligrams of sodium, and pricey, $6 for 5 ounces. For seeds plus brown rice and quinoa, try Mary's Gone Crackers or Super Seed Crackers. Super Shredded. It's hard to go wrong with Triscuits, or a Triscuit knockoff. They're whole grain shredded wheat, not flour. That's rare in the sea of white flour and made with whole grain imposters. Bonus, no added sugar. A serving of wheat thins has 1 teaspoon, and hint of sea salt Triscuits have just 50 milligrams of sodium per serving. Win-win. Almost a cracker. Need to avoid gluten or cut salt? Lundberg Organic Lightly Salted Brown Rice Thin Stackers to the rescue. A stack of 4 has just 70 milligrams of sodium and 110 calories. Even lower in sodium, 30 milligrams, is a 6-thin, 110-calorie serving of Trader Joe's Organic Brown Rice Cake Thins. Top Seed. These are really seedy, really crunchy, savory flats made for us in Norway, says Trader Joe's Seeds and Grains Crisp Bread. Nordic countries do crackers right. They're bread stand-ins. The flats are studded with good stuff like whole sunflower, sesame, and flax seeds, plus whole grains like rye flour and oatmeal, and intact fibers like oat bran and wheat bran. Joe's gluten-free crisp bread, no wheat or rye, comes close. Also gluten-free, Whole Foods 365 Oat and Seed Crisp Breads, which are heavy on the oats and flax seeds. For a little sweetness, try Gigi Raisin and Honey Scandinavian Fiber Crisp Bread. Oats, wheat bran, sunflower and flax seeds, raisins, honey, and whole wheat. Say cheese, The Top Dairy and Plant-Based Picks by Lindsay Moyer and Camilla Mitchell. Does the dairy fat in cheese, whole milk, and cream ward off heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and weight gain, as some headlines suggest? Not according to the best evidence from randomized trial. In fact, full-fat dairy saturated fats raise LDL, or bad cholesterol, which causes heart disease. Dairy foods don't lower blood sugar in people with type 2 diabetes or the metabolic syndrome. And eating full-fatted instead of low-fat dairy leads to weight gain. Are plant-based cheeses healthier? Sadly, no. Many are largely water, starches, and coconut oil, so they're low in protein and as high in unhealthy fat as dairy. Only some add calcium. Almond and cashew cheeses from Myoko's Tree Line and Kite Hill manage to do better. It's a pity they're so pricey. Plant-based cheeses that didn't come close to dairy cheeses, calcium, or protein got honorable mentions as long as they met best bite criteria for saturated fat and sodium. If you go plant-based, look for your calcium and protein elsewhere. Even rich-tasting burrata, fresh mozzarella filled with cheese shreds soaked in cream, near Best Bites territory. Cheddar, mozzarella, etc. Hard cheeses like cheddar are among the saturated fat heavyweights. Just 1 ounce or 1-inch cube of full-fat cheddar has around 6 grams of saturated fat, 30% of a day's worth. Solution? Find a sharp, strong-tasting cheese and use less. Or, most try one of these Best Bites. Most are light, 2%, or reduced fat, like Cabot Light 50 White Sharp Cheddar or Galbani Original Mozzarella. Why? They contain more water. Cheeses that come sliced may look lower in calories, saturated fat, or sodium, etc., because their labels list a smaller serving size, usually a 3/4 ounce slice. That blocks, or shredded cheese, 1 ounce. Our chart shows numbers for 2 slices of thin-cut cheeses. That's closest to the weight of a typical slice. Shaving sodium? Try Swiss or fresh mozzarella. Plant-based. Many blocks or rounds of cashew-based Myoko's and Tree Line win honorable mentions came close. But the Best Bites have no more than 3 grams of saturated fat and 200 milligrams of sodium in 1 ounce or 1 slice. Shredded cheese. Cutting back on cheese? Add a bevy of vegetables and think of shredded cheeses as a garnish. Imagine a whole wheat quesadilla or bean burrito stuffed with sautéed peppers and onions with a light sprinkle of melty cheese. Or skip the cheese and top your pizza with mushrooms, artichoke hearts, roasted vegetables, or raw arugula. The good news? Plenty of 2% light or part-skim dairy shreds taste great and get Best Bites. Plant-based? Oatsarella manages to coax a super meltable cheesy texture out of oats, olive oil, agar-agar, or vegan gelatin, and a handful of other ingredients. If you're a vegan or allergic to dairy, always read the fine print. Trader Joe's almond mozzarella-style shreds cheese alternative and Go Veggie lactose-free mozzarella-style shreds, for example, contain casein, which is a milk protein. Cottage cheese. When snack time rolls around, don't forget cottage cheese. With 2%, aka low fat, you get around 14 grams of protein for just 80 or so calories and 1.5 grams of saturated fat. That's on par with plain Greek 2% yogurt. Cottage cheese has no tang, so it doesn't need added sugar. Want a little sweetness? Mix in chopped pears, apples, peaches, or berries, or go savory with cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, or leftover roasted veggies. Plant-based? We didn't find any. Cream cheese. Cream cheese is more like cream than cheese. A serving, 2 level tablespoons of full fat, typically supplies no more than a paltry 2 grams of protein and 2% of a day's calcium, but costs you 4.5 to 6 grams of sat fat and 80 to 100 calories. Light cream cheese shaves off roughly half of that saturated fat, so do most whipped ones, because you're getting more air. We didn't look at flavored cream cheeses, which typically add more sugar than fruit. Or try Labneh, an ultra-creamy strange yogurt spread. Some brands just miss a Best Bite. Plant-based. Kite Hill and Treeline churn out almond and cashew cream cheeses that rose to the top of Best Bite ranking. And even though Myoko's, made from cashews plus coconut, contains more sat fat, it still has less than most dairy cream cheeses. Ricotta and Farmer Cheese. Look no further than part skim ricotta or its cousin, Farmer Cheese. Spread some on whole grain toast. Tablespoon for tablespoon, you'll get about half the calories of light cream cheese. Layer sliced fruit on top. Plant-based? Not too many options here. You could try Kite Hill's healthy, fat-rich almond ricotta, though it misses an honorable mention by having 130 milligrams of sodium. Feta. Feta's Achilles heel, of course, is salt, but at least its punchy flavor means you may be able to get by with less. The surprise? Many full-fat fetas, like Trader Joe's and Whole Foods 365, just missed the sat fat cutoff. Plant-based? Alas, vegan fetas from Follow Your Heart and Vile Life missed by a mile. The culprit? Canola oil, coconut oil. Cheese snacks. Take your pick. Many strings and sticks are only 3/4 ounce and either part skim or 2% milk, just 50 to 80 calories apiece. We didn't look at single-serve refrigerated cheese snack packs like Sargento Balanced Breaks, Baby Bell Cheese and Crackers, or Oscar Mayer P3. Many include sugar-sweetened dried fruit, chocolate-covered nuts, white flour crackers, or processed meat like bacon or deli meat. Instead, why not grab an apple or clementine or reusable container of cherry tomatoes or cucumber slices to go with your cheese string stick or Baby Bell round? And who can resist two crisp apple slices with a thin sliced cheese like Kraft Slim Cut sandwiched in between them? Plant-based? Myoko's cheddar sticks miss an honorable mention by just 0.5 gram of saturated fat. Spreadable goat cheese and brie. Light brie is a best bite, though it lacks full-fat brie's signature richness. Instead, try creamy crowd pleaser Chavrie Original Goat Cheese Pyramid or a look-alike Trader Joe's Goat's Milky Cream Cheese on your crackers. Plant-based? The folks at Treeline sure know their way around a cashew. One taste of their creamy, tangy French-style cheese, and we were wowed. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.